This is Ask Me Another, NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia, coming to you from Dallas, Texas. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. It's time to welcome our special guest. He's a singer and songwriter whose career has spanned almost 45 years. His latest album is called The Crossing. Please welcome Alejandro Escovedo.
Beautiful place.
I know.
It's gorgeous.
This theater is amazing. Welcome to Ask Me Another. Thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you for having me.
I mean, your life story is quite amazing. You were one of 12 kids.
13, actually.
Yeah. There's a new kid I did
there
not know about.
There was a lost kid, yeah. It's a lost kid. We just found him recently, actually.
8 of you became professional musicians?
I'm sorry?
8 of you became?
8 professional musicians.
So what was it about the atmosphere in your house that was so creative, I imagine, that created 8 professional musicians?
Well, my mother and father, my father was, a man who came from Mexico. He came from Saltillo. He crossed when he was 12. He loved music, and he played guitar, very punk rock guitar player in a way, but very crudely. But he loved to sing, he loved to dance, and he thought of himself as a crooner. So there was always music in our family.
And the 5 others that didn't become musicians, what do they do?
Oh, they have great jobs, I'm sure. they're the ones who made the money in the family.
They're fine. They're doing fine. Yeah. But you didn't just end up being a musician. You started in a very unconventional way. You were a filmmaker. You're living in San Francisco. It's 1975. And you start playing in a band, from what I understand, not by wanting to play in a band. You were making a film about the worst band ever.
Yes.
This is a film that you were writing and putting together with some other people.
Yeah.
And you just decide to cast yourself.
Well, we thought we looked really cool, so yeah, we thought we'd be the band. And since we couldn't play, we figured we were perfect for the roles, you know?
And then all of a sudden you start playing and you just...
Well, we were fortunate in that punk rock kind of happened at the same time.
Right? Okay.
So punk rock happened. And punk rock was really more about expression than it was about technical ability. So so here we are 45 years later. Yeah, but it was a wonderful introduction to all of that. Yeah. The only claim to fame for the Nuns really was... we opened up for the last Sex Pistols show in San Francisco. And that's when we decided we would go to New York. And we lived at the Chelsea Hotel.
Oh, my God.
And Sid Vicious came to hang out with us the night of the Winterland gig in San Francisco. And so when I was living in the Chelsea Hotel in New York, they became my neighbors, Sid and Nancy. You know.
How long did you live at the Chelsea Hotel?
Oh, about a year and a half or so.
Okay.
Yeah.
With Sid and Nancy still there?
Well, Nancy eventually left, of course.
Yeah.
But
you were there?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I lived there. I'll never forget that day. It was quite an impressive, day in my life because I came up out of the subway at 7th and 23rd and walked towards the Chelsea and we couldn't get in. And a friend of mine was standing outside, asked him what happened.
Yeah.
And he said, they say that Sid killed Nancy, you know. And that was kind of the end of that group of people living at the Chelsea.
Sure.
Yeah.
So you go from the Nuns, you are in a cowpunk band, Rank and File, and then later the True Believers, and then in the early 90s, you decide you're going solo.
I went solo.
Now, during a show in 2002, you're touring constantly, and then there's a show in 2002 where you actually collapse on stage.
Yep.
Because you are experiencing internal bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
In 3 separate places in your body?
Yes.
I mean, leading up to that, did you have any idea that you were maybe not feeling well?
Here's what happened exactly. I was touring, it was the late 90s actually, and I began to get very, very tired and very sick, you know. And so I went to a doctor in Austin, and at that time they didn't know what hepatitis C was. They called it non-A, not B. And when I last saw her, she told me, I'm going to tell you what I tell my AIDS patients, and that's to go out and just live the best life that you can, you know. So I was depressed.
Oh, my God.
The more I read about this stuff, the more, all I read was that I was going to die very soon, right, you know. In 2002, like you said, I was doing a play based on my father's life called By the Hand of the Father. We were in Tempe, Arizona, and that's when it all really kind of came crumbling down. Through some kind of miracle, I found Tibetan medicine. I found these monks that were traveling through, and I started to take Tibetan medicine. It kept me alive up until about 4 years ago when they finally came up with a medicine that has 98% success rate, 99. And I took it, and I no longer have hepatitis C, but that all happened here in Dallas. Yeah.
Whoa. So you said that you wanted your latest album called The Crossing to sound like Texas.
Very much so, because the story is about two young boys. One is from Italy. His name is Salvo, and he's from southern Italy in Calabria, Puglia. And the other boy's name is Diego, who's from Saltillo in the state of Coahuila in northern Mexico. And they both meet, these are young boys, and they both meet while they're working at Salvo's uncle's Italian restaurant in Galveston, Texas,
okay,
is where they meet. And while they're working in the kitchen there, they began to discuss all the things they love about America. And they find that they share a passion for American punk rock music is what they love.
I mean, the album is a narrative arc, just as you described.
Yeah.
It sounds somewhat biographical.
It is very much in that. I wrote this with my, the other writer with me was Antonio Gramantieri, who's from a band called Don Antonio. So I used an all-Italian band.
Yeah.
And I recorded it in Italy, you know. And but yes, it's very much the aesthetic kind of values that they go in search of are very much our own, yes.
So you go to Italy to record an album with an Italian band about Texas.
Yes. And it was... I know that's kind of backwards, but...
I don't know. It might be exactly.
But it seemed to work for us in that Antonio came to Dallas and stayed with me. Mm-hmm. And we went and hit the back roads of Texas in my pickup truck and stopped at a lot of restaurants and ate and met a lot of people here in Dallas, too, who were dreamers. And we interviewed them and we listened to their stories. And a lot of their stories help shape the record and the songs.
That's very cool. Alejandro, are you ready for an Ask Me Another challenge?
I'm sorry?
Would you like to play an Ask Me Another game with me?
Yes, I would. Of course I would.
Of course I would. So you're going to play a version of one of our favorite guessing games. It's called This, That, or The Other. It's very simple. I'm going to give you a word or a phrase, and you just have to tell me which of three categories it falls into.
Okay.
Is it surfing lingo, the name of a French New Wave film, or a band featuring one of your brothers?
Okay.
I don't know about the 13th one. I have no idea. Okay, we call it Epic Wave, New Wave, or Sound Waves.
Beautiful.
And if you do well enough, listener Andy Colvin from Fort Worth, Texas, will win an Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube. Okay, here we go. Surf term, French film, or brother band? Azteca.
That's my brother's band.
That's your brother's band, that's right. Which brother is this?
Actually two of them, Pete and Coke Escovedo, yeah.
And what kind of band is it?
It was one of those great Chicano rock bands from the 70s. Big band, very large band. They made great records. They were wonderful. Contemporaries of Malo and Santana, you know, those bands.
Yeah, yeah. Correct.
Thank you. I'm doing pretty good.
You're doing great.
Yeah.
Lola.
Lola was a French New Wave film.
Yes, it was a French New Wave film.
Jacques Demy, I believe?
Yeah, Jacques Demy, that's right. About a bored young man.
Yeah, bored young man who falls in love with, I believe it was about a girl that he had met earlier in life and then falls in love with her again.
Yeah.
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 It happens.
The one that got away.
Yeah, the one that
that's
got
right.
away, exactly.
How about Tail Slide?
Tail Slide's a surfing maneuver.
You're correct. I like the way you said maneuver. A surfing, it's not a surf term, it's a surfing maneuver. All right, you tell me, what is the maneuver?
Well, I mean, it's a trick that you do. You know, you slide the tail of the board so that you turn or whatever.
To like slip down the wave on the side
down,
kind of
tail
thing?
Tail slide, yeah. Mm,
very cool. How about M80?
M80, wow, M80.
Surf term, brother band, or French New Wave film?
Wow, it's not my brother's.
Okay.
I'm going to take a wild guess. Is it a surfing term?
Well, according to what we have right here, it's a brother band. This is the band that your brother Mario was in prior to his time with the Dragons.
Oh.
I know.
That's the funny thing about a large family, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I can't keep up with all of
that. Yeah, we called him, and he says, you don't call him.
That's hilarious.
Breathless.
That's a French New Wave film.
Yes.
Jean-Luc Godard.
Jean-Luc Godard, that's correct. It is about a thief who thinks he's Humphrey Bogart type.
Yeah, Belmondo.
Belmondo.
Jean-Paul Belmondo.
But he just sucks at being a criminal.
Yes,
he's
he
not
is.
Good.
He looks great, though.
Well, that's...
Very stylish.
Very stylish.
Yeah.
This is your last clue. Caught inside.
That's a surf term.
That is a surf term.
Yeah.
So basically, you got them all right.
Except for my brothers.
Except for your brothers.
I'll pay for that later.
I would say we would cut it out, but I really am going to fight to keep that in.
No Christmas present for me.
Congratulations, Alejandro. You and listener Andy Colvin both won Ask Me Another Rubik's Cubes. Alejandro will be back later in the show to play another game. Give it up for Alejandro Escovedo. Want our next special guest to play for you? Follow Ask Me Another on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.